Good evening, everyone, at Project Freedom Radio. My name is Anne, and we're about to begin a show with Ron Amitron from the Creation Lightship. You're going to experience some wonderful healings and clearings that will start off, and please contact us through the fast chat if you have questions or requests for certain healings. In the meantime, let me say hello and good evening to Ron.
Hi.
Hello, Ron.
I'm here. Do I sound okay?
Thank you. Yes,
great.
You sound great.
Hey, wonderful.
As usual, I think it'd be great to just start with our basics, the emotional clearing for people, get everyone centered and someone on the same page to hear all of your wonderful information.
Okay, so here we go. Let's do a emotional clearing. So the light doesn't judge you, so you need to judge yourself. And if you have a problem with something that's happened since our last show, we'll say, then just think of it right now, whatever emotion you might be dealing with that's causing you problems, and we'll clear that. So think of it. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. This is an emotional body sample clearing. Next, we're going to do one for your feeling body. And here we go. Again, think of a situation that you dealt with. Remember, you have different energetic bodies that hold these charges. And so the feeling body is one that not everybody uses. I think only about 10% of the people actually use your feeling body. But here we go. Feeling body clearing. Think of a situation. We'll just see if it helps you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And I will do a trauma body. So if you have a with traumas, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, Ann, I'll turn it back over to you again.
Thank you so much, Ron. And I just put in your web address for people listening who may want to check out the healings, more healings. Ron recommends that everyone start with the emotional body healing and then take it from there for which ones you need to do next. Many people go, I believe, next to the mental body clearing, which is an important one. There are many, many healings on the website, and you need to be connected to your spirit and check in with your spirit about which ones you need. And if anyone has any questions, shall we also do some call-ins for tonight, Ron? If people want to call in and speak to you on the radio show?
Yeah, that'd be wonderful. So that'd be
okay.
Good if you have any, even paranormal stuff, it'd be fine. Whatever you
I'll
want
put the
to
number
deal
in.
With, we'll carry and handle
right.
it.
And remember that there are people listening now, and there are people that will listen to this in the future. So all of your questions are helpful and important to other people, especially if there's someone new that's listening and has a question that, you know, they want to understand things more. Please ask, because it helps a lot of people. And I guess this is a good time to mention the voting for the show, correct, Ron?
Yes, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay, the more votes we get, the higher numbers we get of, you know, showing how many listeners are on the show, the better for us and the more people we can reach. So if you're listening now, please scroll down below the fast chat box, click on Talk Stream Live. You'll see the icon there, and it'll bring you to a new page. And then you scroll down until you find, what are we going to find, Project Freedom? I'm looking, or we're going to find Ron Amitron.
Should be under Ron Amitron.
Oh, thank you, Bobby. And I don't see it.
Yeah, we're kind of next to that little pre-download iPhone apps, so we're next to that. The Strange Universe is below us, and above us is Mike Huckabee.
Oh, I see. Got it. Mike Huckabee. We're right under Mike Huckabee. So click on the green bar, and then you'll see another green bar to the right of Project Freedom Radio on the page that it takes you to. Click that bar as well, and then it will bring you back to the fast chat page of Project Freedom. You can only vote once an hour. If you do it twice, it'll cancel out your vote. So we'll remind you again if you're still with us in the 8 o'clock hour, if you can stay on, or I'm sorry, 8 o'clock Pacific time hour. We'll remind you again, and thank you. How
like
about
number 8 right now, so that's good.
Good.
I just did a refresh. So you have to refresh it if you wanted to see where we are. Otherwise, it won't refresh by itself. So let's do another clearing here. Let's do one for heartache for people. So if you have any heartache, we'll do this clearing. Here we go. So one, just think of a heartache that you may have had. It could be any time in your life. Two, three, four, and five. And again, release another heartache or the same one. One, two, three, four, and five. And that's pretty heavy. I can feel a lot of energy. One, two, three, four, and five. So heartaches are normally relationship. It could be with a person or an animal. And typically when somebody leaves you or a pet or animal leaves you, you're going to have some heartache. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do another clearing, which is kind of similar. We'll do one for energetic cords attached to your heart. Okay? So here we go. This is a decording energy. So we'll work with the front side of your heart first here. And these are energetic cords. You could call them psychic cords. Releasing them right now. So one, I'll count to 10 to do so. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And that's heavy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And some more. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Now we'll do the back side of the heart. And this is where some people feel energies. Remember, people might say, well, I got stabbed in the heart, or I feel like I got stabbed in my back, something like that. And normally your heart center is where they typically can get you that way. And normally cords that are put in from the front of you, you may know about them. A lot of people put out cords to a loved one, and that's from the front of you. But things from behind that you can't psychically see is where they can really take a lot of energy from you. So here we go, back side of the heart. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Oh, boy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And I'll do another one here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And let's do a clearing here for, it's on the website, what we have here. This is called a dark side practitioner. Now, this could be somebody who maybe gave you a psychic whammy, we'll call it. Somebody didn't like you, and all of a sudden you felt a lot of negative energies coming your way. And you really don't know how to get rid of that, and they're still maybe haunting you. So I have a website clearing for this. It's under Mind Control Dark Side Practitioner. So like everybody to think of somebody that, and it could be somebody from 20 years ago. Remember, the energy is still with you. And they still may be thinking to maybe you had a relationship with somebody and you left them. You know, you both parted your ways, but they still think of you. And whenever they think of you, they give you a little jab here. So let's try to help you out with that.
Ron, may I ask a quick question?
Yes, go ahead.
Before you start, will this also people who might be praying for you?
Yes, it could do that also.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
So here we go. Yeah, just a quick note on that. When you connect to anything outside of yourself, these are these unknown, unwanted energies, really that you don't want, but some people think that that could be good. But normally you don't want to connect to anything outside of yourself because it could be suspect to giving you bad energy. So when you do that, you can be hooked up to some force field force energy out there, and it's not good. So like I say, when you pray, P-R-A-Y, then you're at P-R-E-Y to what's connecting to you. You don't want to become prey. So here we go. This is a dark side practitioner clearing. And think of a person or maybe a group of people that maybe want you to be back in their organization, and they keep giving you the psychic whammy. So here we go, and it can actually kill you. So remember, what you don't know can kill you. This is very dangerous stuff. So here we go. Think of that person or group. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Yeah, it's heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so I'll turn it back over to you, Ann.
Okay. Just this second, someone asked, give us the link to vote, please. So let me just go over that again. Since you're on the fast chat, Bobby has made it very easy for us by putting the link right below. Just scroll down. Keep going. You'll see Ron Amatron and a couple of other ads for different shows. Keep going. Keep going. And near the bottom, you will see a link to Talk Stream Live. And I don't want to click on it and risk going in there and canceling my vote. But when you click on Talk Stream Live, you want to go down the list and look for Ron Amatron.
Right now, we're number 8 on the list here.
Great. We're number 8. Click on the green bar. It will take you to another page, and then it says Project Freedom. And there's a green bar to the right of that. Click it, and you'll have voted. And once again, only do it once an hour. And then it'll bring you back to the fast chat. And thank you all for voting, because we're getting higher on the list, and that means more people are listening and just finding out about us and hearing about us.
Okay, let's do a clearing for people that may have maybe a sore back energy, and maybe you pulled a muscle or something. So we're going to take away some entities. Remember, entities get attracted to pain mainly, and then they can bring you their addiction. So let's just first do clearing for entities that are dealing with pain. So here we go. One, I'll get rid of 100 entities. So I'll count to 100 to do so. You may actually feel them leave you. You may yawn. Your body might jerk or twist as they go. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 40. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 80. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 100. Okay. So you might want to get up and move around and just see if that happened to take away a lot of your pain that you're dealing with. And now we're going to do a clearing, another sample here. Let's do one for abandonment. So if you ever felt abandoned in your life, abandoned by somebody, we'll do a clearing for that. So think of the time that you were abandoned. It could have even been when you were going to kindergarten and your mother walked away on the first day at school. And you thought, uh-oh, I'm going to be here alone and I'm really terrified and afraid. So So let's do this clearing for abandonment. Remember, the energy is always with you. So you need to think of a time when that happened to you. And here we go, abandonment clearing. I'll count to 10 to release this one issue. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay? And again, look at it now, and you should, you know, like with binoculars on, you know, you're going to be able to look at it, but it's so far in the distance that it shouldn't affect you. But I'll do one more of these here. That's a really big issue, abandonment. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and I'll do another sample clearing here. The abandonment one is on the website, and we'll do one here for we'll do one for fear. And I have to do two of these because when you have fear, then once you release the fear, then you get angry sometimes because you realize that somebody else's belief system told you that you could not do something when you're younger, and now you want to do it and you don't have that fear any longer. So here we go. Think of a fear that you're dealing with or that you have had in your life. Remember, history repeats itself, and you're living the thoughts of your ancestors. And that's why you have issues, because they're coming up. If you didn't have anything that was stored in your DNA, you would not have an issue. So here we go. Fear. Think of one of your major fears. So 1, clearing that away. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, look at that situation now. And it should be pretty much neutraled out, be at zero energy. And all these clearings should make you less reactive or non-reactive to that particular situation. Now we're going to do anger. So here we go. Think of a time that you were angry. And it could be from having the fear clearing of that issue that you're looking at. So here we go. A lot of times, like I said, when you have a fear, like maybe, you know, your teacher told you you couldn't do something, and then they put you in fear because you became in fear because you thought you couldn't do what you wanted to do. Maybe you got laughed at school, so you're really in fear of doing it. Now you want to do it, and now all of a sudden you realize that, you know, you wanted to do something. Maybe you wanted to be some kind of craftsman on something. Maybe you wanted to make some model clay figurines, and they laughed at you, and now you want to do it, and now you're really upset because you felt like you wasted your life for maybe 40 years by not doing it, and now you feel like you can do it again. So here we go. This is anger. So here we go. 1, think of a time that you're angry. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Ann, I'll turn it back over to you.
Thank you, Ron. That was fabulous. We have a question on the website about dreams, and I would just love you to talk about dreams a bit. His specific question, I'm sorry, the person, last time I referred to someone as a woman and it was actually a man, so the person's question is, can someone actually physically attack you? If you're dreaming about somebody, and I don't know if it's an attack in the dream or you don't feel well after you've in some way or have some pain after you dream about a certain person, can they actually reach you?
Oh, yes,
in your dreams?
Of course. Yeah, of course they can. Yeah. Once you think of anybody, that person's energy is in your room. So through living, they'll be in your room, and you might even feel them. So that's the first thing. So whenever you think of somebody, you're connecting to them energetically. So you're putting out a psychic energetic cord, and they can come right into your room and be there. They may not be able to listen to you, but they're there. Now, the next question is kind of similar. Can I be attacked in a dream? Well, dreams are parallel lifetimes, and they're on a timeline. So you can be in many timelines at once with the same dream. So that's kind of disconcerting, because in true light, you only have one particular lifetime for each incarnation. Here, these unwanted universal travelers, the aliens out there, can fabricate through their dark side universes. They can bring you a cloned Earth like we have here, and they can bring to you cloned body replicas of you, and all that energy comes back to you physically here. So, yes, they can do that to you, and you can wake up with bruises. You can wake up completely, you know, terrified, cold sweat. You can have pain in your body. You can even have cuts. So, yes, all this can happen through a dream, because you are living that lifetime when you're sleeping. And that's the most disconcerting thing, is that you really have no control over this. You can command your spirit not to leave your body, but they can still replicate you on thousands of timelines. So I use the word timelines and parallel lives as the same thing. And that's why we have timeline crashing on the website. And you can actually take an emotional situation that you're dealing with that's here, or maybe a physical pain, or maybe you have a sore throat. So that means that you could have a sore throat on 1,000 timelines, and all that energy comes back to you here, and you have a hard time getting rid of your sore throat. So once you do the timeline crash, and you do it many, many times, then all of a sudden those timelines that you're living on that you don't know anything about, remember, they only want you because they're getting energy from you, the they out there, these aliens, extraterrestrials. So once you do the timeline crash, then you're off the timeline, along with millions and millions of people that are probably on the same one that you're on. So let's do a timeline crash. So the person had one with what type of dream? Did they indicate the dream or what happened to them?
No, just that they wanted to know if they were dreaming about a person, and could that person actually attack them. I can tell you I had a very bad dream this week that seemed very real to me. There were wolves in it and dogs, and I attacked the dogs from the wolves. It was terrifying. Is there a way we could just do a kind of a bad dream? Maybe everyone could think of a nightmare or a bad dream they've had recently and clear that?
Sure. So just think of the dream that you had that you didn't like, okay? And we'll do a timeline crash on that. So what I'll do is crash, I'll do 10 timelines. And normally when you do 10 of these, you should actually feel better. Now, naturally, I have to count to 10 to do this. I either count or say stronger, and a lot of you are going to know exactly how to count to 10 very easily after this program here. But I have to command the energy, otherwise the healings will not work. So here we go. So think of your situation. Remember, the light doesn't judge you. You have to judge yourself. And then they can help you take this away. So think of the bad dream that you had. You know, maybe you ended up with a headache for a couple of days from it. Maybe you got a shoulder pain or something. So here we go. It's up to you to think of something. I'll do a timeline crash for that. Okay, so timeline number one, I'll count to 10 to release it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Timeline number two, same situation. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Timeline number three. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number four. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And number 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, so that's 10 timeline crashes, and that will help to alleviate maybe some of your anxiety that you're having. Some people have a lot of situations. You might want to do 100 timeline crashes because you don't know how many timelines you're out there on. And 100 would be pretty safe to do. 10 should give you some kind of relief. So let's look at a physical pain that you might have. I'll do 10 timeline crashes for that. So this could be anything. Maybe you have a sore tooth or something. Maybe you have a sore throat. Maybe you banged your shin on a table or something. Maybe you slammed your finger in the car door. You know, all these things can, you know, cause us pain. So let's do a timeline crash for that. Now you have to think of it yourself now. So here we go. First timeline crash, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Second, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. What number are we on again?
I think that was three times.
Yeah, three. Okay, number 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And number 10, timeline crash, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So just see how you are feeling now. Remember, these timelines, all this energy leaks back into you here because you're living those lifetimes. And that energy is connected to you here. And all of a sudden, you can have a problem just from the timelines. And you can't get rid of it here, but by getting rid of the timelines, it can maybe get dissolved. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. I, for one, feel wonderful. It felt like something heavy lifted off of my heart that I wasn't aware of before was there. So thank you so much. Jeremiah has a question that is a good one, an excellent question. And you and I talked earlier, Ron, about talking about clones during this show tonight. And his question is, on average, how many clones of ourselves do we get rid of per timeline crash? So perhaps you could discuss that a little and then go into a little more about clones.
Okay. Each time you do a timeline crash, you are eliminating one clone on that timeline. So if they replicate you out 100 times on 100 timelines, then there would be 100 clone replicas of you being released. So what happens is if we do a replica release from people, we could do that if you have that. Anybody, we could do that maybe in 5 minutes here. If you have an animal or pet you want to have released, we can do that. You can see it actually become more real. Or actually, you know, it would be from a hologram turning into real. If not, if you want to do a plant, we can. So why don't you all get a plant ready? And maybe get your dog or cat and put it next to you. So what we were doing at the beginning with the emotional clearings and different things like this, these are all invisible energetic bodies that are with you. And you know, probably know nothing about them, but there's so many of them. There's 108 that make you up. A lot of those, like we did anger and fear. These are all bodies that hold that charge because it's a pretty heavy charge that we need to hang on to, because if it wasn't held on to with these bodies, it would start to destroy you. But when they get overfilled and full of negativity, then they leak into the physical body and cause us harm. So the bodies are actually good, except what happens is that when you become overloaded with these energies, then you do physical problems. You want to get these definitely cleared. So once you all get an animal or pet, put it alongside of you or watch them. It could even be a goldfish if you have a goldfish. And I heard a beep there. I think we have a caller.
Hello, yes. Is someone on the line?
Yes, it's Josephine. I'm having a hard time hearing you on the computer. I can barely hear it. Is there any way they can turn it up, please?
Okay. Is it both of us?
Okay, I'll do a
Josephine?
Test here.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And how are you doing? 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
I can hear Ron, right.
Yeah,
Bobby, are you there?
Yeah. I just turned it up for you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So,
okay, so we'll get back to our clearing of our pets or our plants.
Okay, so if you have any animals or pets, look at them now. And this is what we call the a cloned replica of that being released and bringing it back into its real form. So what you're looking at is actually a hologram. Okay, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4. I better do tens at a time here. Well, I'll just count to 10, though. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So look at it now and just see if it's changing a little bit. It may start to look a little brighter. You might see the animal's fur changing. It might even look a little younger. So here we go. We're going to release some these replica energies. So I'll do them 10 at a time. This is either for your plant or your pet or animal. So 1, there's 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. And 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, and 200. And 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 300. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 400. And 10, 20, there we go. Some of those have actually changed now. 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 500. And 10, 20, there we go. Let's try this here. So making them real. So the holograph will be leaving. And so the last clone is in it right now. And now we're going to make it real with spirit energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, so check out your animal and pet right now and just see how it's doing. And plant also.
Thank you, Ron. My cat, I was watching while you did that clearing, and she seems very calm and relaxed, though she often is. But I'll wait and see. She's hopefully has like a different personality or something. That's going to be great. And thank you, Josephine, for calling in and letting us know you couldn't hear. I hope everything is better now. Yes, it's saying on the fast chat that people can hear better, so that's good. And the answer is yes, this healing is for plants as well. Ron, I have a question. If people are listening to this in the future, not live, will things like that healing that you just did work for them?
Yeah, it'll work one time, yes.
Okay. So even if they're listening to an archived version of the show.
Yeah, and we could even, since you have your computer on, let's make your computer real. So this will be kind of interesting.
Yeah.
And here we go. Remember, you have to realize that everything is duplicated, replicated. That's why you have parallel lifetimes. And a lot of times you're not there, but a clone of you is. And that's why you need to have clearing. So here we go. Look at your computer, and it may actually change a little bit. And as you're looking at it, see if it actually physically moves on your table. So the way these deprogrammings of the replicas work is that each time we take away one clone, then they have to stop time. The aliens out there, the extraterrestrials, these universal unwanted travelers, and then they have to hand it over to another alien race typically, or they have to fabricate everything that is real that you're looking at. So then sometimes they don't put it down in the right spot, actually. So you may actually see it change, change color, change physical locations a little bit. So here we go. Just kind of watch your computer and feel the energy on it as it changes. Remember, what you're seeing now is a replica. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, now it's changing, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So how does your monitor screen look? How does your keyboard look? So back to you, Ann.
Well, wow, I had my hand on my laptop while you were doing that, and I really felt like something shifted in there. So thank you so much for that clearing. That was a wonderful idea. Is there more you'd like to say or about clones?
Well, there. What happens is the aliens take a little piece of your spirit energy, one from your body, we'll say, and one from the spirit that looks out of your eyes, and they take a little piece of that and duplicate it. And from there, they can make many, many copies of you. And each alien race has their own technologies. There was a lady that I saw today on the computer, and she's a movie star, and I can't give her name out. It may have been on Yahoo, I think. And it showed her with long hair, a face picture, okay, of long hair, and the other one had one with short hair. And if you look very closely at this person, you will see that the face is slightly different, and the clavicles are different in the two pictures. And if you really look at it closely, you can see that one is a different model. I'll use that term. So if you do see movie stars changing and different models of them appear, some may look older, some may look younger than others. You know, the younger ones are the newest ones. Just know that this happens all the time. So anyway, let's do a clearing here for let's do one for people that are replicated, and the replication of you brings forth a lot of anxiety. And you may know that is happening to you on some level, but you may not really understand it. So we're going to do an anxiety clearing for replicas. This will be very interesting. So everybody just see how you're feeling after this here. So here we go. We're going to do a clearing for this here. Anxiety clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, see how your body is responding. And you can just see if you're feeling a little better now. And we'll do one for entities. And remember, entities can get attached to us and give us addictions. So let's do another one for entities here. And these are what we call ghosts. So think of an addiction that you could possibly have. It could be anything. You might have one where maybe you like eating potato chips. Maybe another entity comes in and it wants you to have salsa with the potato chips. So if you don't have that, it's disappointed and it makes you go to the store to get the salsa. Maybe you have one that likes to have cheese. Maybe you have one that is you know, wanting you to have soft drinks. And remember, all these have their own lifestyle, and they want to live their life through you. So we're going to do an entity clearing. So I need everybody to think of a situation that you have that you may want to get released from. So here we go. Some more entities being released. We'll do 100 of these again. We did this earlier, but this is a little different here. Make it a little deeper for you if you have the same issue. So I'll count to 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And last one here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay. So look at your whatever you wanted to have. Maybe you had some tea in front of you and you wanted to get rid of the tea, not have it. Maybe take a sip of it. Maybe you don't want any more tea. Maybe you have cigarettes in front of you. And all of a sudden, you know, you look at it and you go, oh, this is not good for me. I don't want it. The entities left that wanted me to smoke. So anyway, they give you that compulsion, that addiction, and may not even be you wanting it. So back to you, Ann.
Well, thank you, Ron, so much. And just back to the healing earlier, we have some comments about when you brought the pets back. I started to say cat. That's my cat. When you brought the pets back and got rid of the clones, and someone said their cat looked up, you know, was asleep and woke up and looked at them. And someone else commented, Jeremiah, that he actually took a picture of his plant and has a before and after, and the after is much brighter and greener. And somebody else commented that they saw auras around their herbs in their house. So I think everyone had a nice experience from that, Ron. Thank you very much.
That's great. So
now we're okay, go ahead.
Okay, let's do a one for the people here.
Okay.
So I want you to think of a situation that you have with your body, a physical situation that, you know, was causing you maybe discomfort. And we do this clearing every Thursday night just before this program here at 5:30 California time. And this is what we call our special decloning call. It's $20 for 1 hour, and you get a lot of relief. We did a lot of clearings tonight, but we'll just do a little quick sample for everybody. So think of a problem that you're dealing with. Like I said, you might have a sore toe or something, or an ankle. Remember, you're being replicated with what you have right now, maybe 1,000 different timelines. It could be much less, but we'll just keep it at 1,000. Not to freak you out, you know. Some people like to just give it the minimum of like maybe 5 timelines or something, but we'll just say it's a lot. Okay, so the what you want to do now is we're going to release those energies from you. Remember, you're living this lifetime over and over and over again, and you just wonder why you can't get rid of what you have, because what you have is replicated over again, and people get changed out about every 10 minutes, and that's that part. So here we go. But if we get rid of what's wrong with you on a timeline, you know, with a replica living there, so what we're doing now is looking at the decloning, and the decloning is going to get rid of the replica of you with a physical or an emotional problem. So just think of what you might have. Maybe for some reason you felt sad all day today, and you know you've been crying a lot. And so that means that you're replicated on many, many timelines with the replica of you crying. If you get rid of all those other people crying, then maybe you're not going to cry here. Same way with pain or some kind of emotion, because they attach to you through pain and emotions. So think of a situation, and here we go. And then we're going to do a gray sky clearing. And that's free on the website. We also have a new clearing app that got put up too, which is the Earth clearing. I don't have the exact name. Maybe you have it, Ann, but it's the Earth Protection clearing. Yes. So here we go. See if your body twitches or jerks when we do this here. We do 10 at a time. 10, this is for your own situation. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 200. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 300, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 400, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 500, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 600, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 80, 90, 700 pounds released, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, okay, that's 700, that's good. So here we go. So coming back in to become real, and this is the true you, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, now see how your body is. Did you get rid of that emotional situation? Does your body feel better? So what we're going to do is a clearing here, which is a gray sky clearing. And we just put up another clearing on the website recently here. And if you wanted to go to the website, creationlightship.com, you go there and you go to the healing login. There's a key there on the left side. And you go to the box, the second box underneath it. It'll say sample healing. And drop the box down, and number 3 will say Earth Protection Timeline Crash. And this will help to get rid of the aliens that are out there connecting to the Earth, causing it harm. So let's first do a gray sky clearing. Now, a lot of people do the gray sky clearing when the weather is poor or bad, or when the sky looks pretty bad around them. And first you had the alien ship clouds, the UFOs that form in the clouds, the clouds actually form around them, and they have the flat bottoms. So you can validate that very easily by going and watching old movies. They're going to be nice clouds, rounded sort of, puffy clouds. And the new ones in all the different movies that are out now are the alien ones, which are the flat bottom clouds. So those are all alien ships coming here to connect to you, spy on you, we'll say, give you energetic psychic attacks, mind control you. It goes on forever, but that's what they're doing. Now, after that, what they did is they knew that they were being detected, so they just made the whole sky gray. And you want to have a sky that's not gray around you. So what we're going to do now is a special clearing here. This is called a gray sky clearing. It's also free on the website. And it is on the left-hand side. And I'm trying to see where it is. Yeah, it's the fourth box down. And it'll say gray skies timeline crash. So if you still have a clear day out there a little bit, and there's light. Remember, we're back east on other timelines, so you may not be able to see the skies, but we'll do a gray sky crash here. So this is a gray sky timeline crash, and it's a free clearing. Get on there. A lot of people do them, once or twice a day, and if you have any type of problem with the clouds around you, they just kind of disappear. So here we go. See if we can help your weather right now. So one, I'll count to 100 to release this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. This is a timeline crash, and you should have maybe your skies improving slightly here. So you have that page up, Ann, the new one?
I do, and thank you, Ron, and I have a question about that and then the Earth Protection Timeline crash, which is a brand new one. When at the top of it, just to be clear on these details, this clearing is for. Now, normally we put our names in there, but in this instance, do we put in a place? And if so, how should we do it? For instance, if I live in a city, I live in New York City, do I put in New York City? Do I put in a smaller area? Do I put in the whole state of New York? What should actually go there?
Yeah, just put the city that you live in. That's the best thing to do, or even an address to where you are.
Okay. And then should you – you have a default of 600 minutes. Is that a recommended amount of time? Should you test? Maybe it only needs an hour, 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah. It's up to you. It'll default to 600, only because a lot of people would like to run it in the evenings,
mm-hmm.
you know, when they're in bed. And people normally sleep for 8 hours. So if you're up, you know, for a couple hours before, then it'll work for 10 hours for you.
And you need to clarify that for people.
Yes, you need to leave your monitor screen turned on.
Right.
It can be put on dim if you have a choice to do that, but it needs to be on, you know, lit up on your monitor screen. So you want to change your screensaver or the, you know, the different settings on your computer. So let's do the protection clearing now. And do you have the text there in front of you on that, which you could read the brand new text? The Earth
yes.
Protection Timeline crash?
Yes. Hold on one second. This timeline crash clearing will remove alien ships as they first come into our current timeline. It will also remove the link between the timeline that they are traveling from and our timeline. The alien timeline will be frozen, allowing the military to deal with it. Wow. And then
yeah, so
you,
the
next line is,
soldiers.
Please reset the timer to whatever time you have available per sitting to run the clearing.
Yeah, so these are the time-traveling soldiers that are here just outside of our timeline to get with aliens, because we're in an alien war right now. And they want to take the planet over. Even the soldiers are there to help us. So by doing this, it'll be helping them, which will be helping you. Remember, they're just outside of our visible timeline having battles. So here we go. Let's do this clearing and see how your body feels. And this is the third clearing down. And you go to the website, creationlightship.com. Go to the far left to see where it's a login a key. Underneath that, the second box, it says sample healings. Click on it. And you want to go to the Earth Protection Timeline Crash. And here we go. So I'm going to do this right now. You might actually feel your body change. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You feel your body changing right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. See what kind of comments we get, and it should be should feel pretty peaceful right now. Back to you, Ann.
Wow, thank you, Ron. And yes, we do feel peaceful. We're going to be breaking soon for 5 minutes. And I was wondering if perhaps there are a few more questions about timelines and things, but maybe we could get to that at the next hour after the break. But for the break, we could do a water clearing. So is that okay, Ron?
Sure. So everybody get a glass of water.
Get a glass of water. And then maybe in the meantime, while people are getting their glass of water, you could do the mind heart drop for everyone.
Oh, that sounds good. Okay.
So we'll really have a break?
Yeah. So the mind heart drop takes your awakening thoughts that you have. Remember, the thoughts that you have are from the aliens. So you're dealing with collective consciousness, mass mind out there, the Akashic records. All this stuff was brought here by the aliens. Remember, it's source energy. There's no such thing as any of this here. Everything works in the present now. And here we go. What we're going to do now is take your mind energy, your thoughts that you have, mind shatter, and drop it into your heart. And then you won't be able to think, which is very good. You can still live your life, but you're not going to be able to have any negative or positive thoughts because that's darkness, that's duality. So here we go, dropping down, and you have to command your spirit. So we're going to do that now. We're going to command your spirit to take your thoughts in your head and drop it into your heart. We're going to be at peace. Source energy is peace. So I count from 10 to 1 backwards to do this. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, now we'll do the water charging for everybody. So if you remember that you need to get water, you need to get water right now. It's sometimes a little more difficult.
You're listening to BFRN, your voice on talk radio.
Sorry, guys. Go ahead.
Okay. Good. You woke us up. Okay, here we go. So we'll put you into your heart again. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So get your glass of water, hold it in your hands. And on the light ship, they have life forms that we have here because they replicate and bring them forward because these energies need to have physical manifestation to do the clearings and healing. So we're going to bring in the manatees. And the manatees are going to charge your water up. And here they come. So I'll count to 10 to charge it up and then have some water and just see how it tastes. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Need a little more energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that's getting better, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. One more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Enjoy your water, everybody, and we'll see you back after the break here.
Thank you, Ron.
Okay, you are listening to Ron and Ann on the Ron Everton Show, and it is live on PFRN. Project Freedom Radio Network brings you quality programming, always aiming to bring the truth to its listeners by having interviews with the best heavy hitters in ufology, metaphysics, and paranormal investigations. With our open line format, we give you the opportunity to have a voice. We encourage our listeners to participate, and we welcome their opinions. PFRN, Project Freedom Radio Network, your voice on talk radio. You're listening to BFRN, your voice on talk radio.
Standing in the spotlight on such a perfect night, knowing that you're out there listening, remember one time when I was so afraid. I didn't think I had the courage to stand up on this stage.